future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Tuesday, the 23rd of January, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $11,210, up 5% in the last 24 hours. Bitcoin's dominance is around 34.6% of the current market cap, which is at $545 billion. Bitcoin's had an interesting 24 hours. We saw it yesterday at the lows of around, $10,184, kind of bouncing back up to the $10,413, dropping back down by $200, and then going for an impressive rally up to the current price of $11,210. So an interesting time for Bitcoin. As I said yesterday, $10,000 is a really interesting level to be deploying capital or fiat into the crypto space, and especially Bitcoin. Ethereum is currently trading at $1,013. That's up 4% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum has had a good 24 hours. We're seeing the markets return to a certain extent. We're seeing the market cap go up. So that's up $45 billion in the last 24 hours. We're seeing prices, a lot of buying going back into the majors. You know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Dash, Monero, NEO. When I was reporting yesterday, Ethereum was around $920. It's currently, as I said, $1,013. So an impressive $87 rise in the last 24 hours, or 4%, however you cut it, because we've had lots of ups and downs, as you do in crypto. Ethereum's doing great. They're rolling out lots of new projects this year. The Consensus crowd in London, who are basically Ethereum developers, are working on some pretty interesting stuff as well. And I also know they're doing lots of events this year as well. So this year is going to be very interesting for Ethereum. NEO is currently trading at $127. That's up 7% in the last 24 hours. NEO, I mean, as I say, NEO is a really, really interesting buy at $100. And we saw it go there briefly in the last kind of 72 hours. It went to like $110, pretty close to the mark. It's currently, as I said, $127. It went to the $110 yesterday. And it's kind of slowly come back up. It went to around $115, $117. And then it's just kind of rallied up to the current price of $127. Dash is currently trading at $779. That's up 3% in the last 24 hours. Dash, as I always say, is a really interesting product. Great team behind them. I think the 700s is a really interesting time for Dash and a really interesting time to look at your position or look to obtain a position if you yet to have one. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash. Find the crypto news stories from around the world.
Coinbase overshoots 2017 revenue goal by 66%, making $1 billion. Rejects further VC funding. A great story, bringing you up to speed with America's largest cryptocurrency exchange. So let's jump into it. America's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Coinbase, reportedly made $1 billion in revenue in 2017, overshooting its 2017 revenue forecast by $600 million, by 66%. Recode reports, citing industry sources. According to Recode, despite the peaked interest of outside investors, the company remains private and does not allow stock to be traded on secondary markets. The platform was swamped by an influx of new users looking to set up trading accounts as Bitcoin entered a massive bull run in November 2017. Following on announcements of Bitcoin's futures early that month from the CME Group, Coinbase saw 100,000 new users sign up in less than 24 hours. Although Bitcoin's long bull run ended in the week leading up to Christmas, its rise to an all-time high of $20,000 in mid-December saw Coinbase make massive revenues through trades on its platform. The cryptocurrency exchange makes revenue by charging fees for fiat to crypto conversions via its buy-sell features and for the trades on its GDAX exchange. investors clawing for stake in Coinbase. The success of Coinbase has not gone unnoticed by investors and venture capitalists. According to Recode's report, shares in the company are being sought out on a number of fronts. However, Coinbase shareholders have been told not to sell their shares to outside parties. Doing so would constitute a breach of policy. Coinbase told Recode in a statement, as a private company, Coinbase does not allow trading of stock on a secondary market for a variety of reasons, including the fact that there is not full and equal information available to the market. We will take appropriate action if we find people have sold Coinbase shares in violation of our agreements to not to do so. In August 2017, Coinbase raised $100 million in a Series D funding round aimed at increasing engineering and customer service teams, as well as opening a new GDAX office in New York. Investors that missed out on the latest fundraising series are trying their best to entice current shareholders to part ways with their lucrative shares, Recode reported. By December, Coinbase had over 13 million users, more than mainstream brokerage firm Charles Schwab. Wow, impressive. With that in mind, let's get to the next story. Bitflyer granted EU operational license, now most compliant crypto exchange. Bold title, so let's jump into the story and see what it's all about. Tokyo-based crypto exchange Bitflyer was issued a payment institution license to operate in the European Union. The exchange reported on Monday, January 22nd. The license was granted to the exchange by the Luxembourg regulator, Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier, CSSF. Bitflyer, which entered the US market compliantly as of fall 2017, already operates in Japan under a license granted by the financial services agency, the FSA. Yuzu Kanu, the founder and CEO of Bitflyer, said in a press release, "I'm proud that we are now the most compliant virtual currency exchange in the world. This converted regulatory status gives our customers, our company, and the virtual currency industry as a whole a very positive and future outlook." While the company will initially offer only a Bitcoin Euro pair in the EU, other virtual currencies like Litecoin, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, and Bitcoin Cash will be added to the Bitflyer Europe platform later this year. Bitflyer traded a total of just under $300 million. In the past 24 hours to press time, currently ranking 14th by trading volume and coin market cap. Global regulation. Countries all over the world have been struggling to decide how to regulate cryptocurrencies, from several US states introducing licenses to operate within regulatory framework, to China closing all of its crypto exchanges. Japan is one of the few countries to officially recognize Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as money. A move that has allowed major Japanese banks to be comfortable investing a large amount of money into Bitflyer. Germany's Bundesbank has said that regulation in general, which for many is a scary thing, and to be decentralized nature of all cryptocurrencies, will only work on a global scale. So they're looking to crack down. Let me know your thoughts on that. It's a very controversial topic. Let's jump to the next story. Huboy's offers platform utility token, not an ICO. There's something that came out of today, so let's see what it's all about. Huboy, the cryptocurrency exchange, has announced that they will issue a token, the Huboy token, or HT, starting January 23rd. The offering will be capped at 500 million tokens, of which 300 million will be offered to investors, and the remainder kept as user incentives or team rewards. The offering, though, is not to be understood as an ICO, with the Huboy press release indicating that only users who are actively participating in the platform can receive HT. So, this is what they said. HT is not an initial coin offering. Users can only get HT by purchasing Point Card on Huboy Pro. Point Card is Huboy's prepaid basic service charge. So, 1 point equals one USD Tether. Which, by the way, is another story for another day, but that's not doing too well either. The announcement also indicates that the company will devote 20% of profits each year to a buyback program to bring the HT off the market. By structuring utilities on the network this way, the company will be able to collect fees in advance and maintain customer loyalty over the long haul. So, for example, if you purchase the 1,000 HD package, it will cost, well, only cost USD Tether $990, and you'll basically get 1,000 HT tokens for free. HT can be used for offsetting and trading fees. Interesting. Is this an ICO really? I think they're trying to cover it up. What do you think? With that in mind, let's get to the top Twitter tweet of the day.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Eric Voorhees, and you can go follow him at Eric Voorhees, and here is the tweet. Bitcoin's mere existence is an insurance policy that will remind governments that the last object establishment could control, namely the currency, is no longer their monopoly. Great tweet. We support Eric Voorhees. He has great content, so we definitely recommend checking him out and following him on Twitter. The second tweet goes to Bitcoin News, and you can go follow them at BTCTN. And here's the tweet. New research, 10% of funds raised in ICOs is lost or stolen, which is interesting because around $3.7 billion was raised in ICOs last year. So I guess they're indicating that $370 million was lost or stolen. I wonder which is more, lost or just stolen. Interesting point. Well, remember always to have your security as number one priority when going in and out of ICOs. And we've done many, many podcasts on this before. We recommend the Ledger or the Trezor, the most secure wallets. And also, what is the ICO? You know, you've got to make sure it's not a dodgy one. If you catch my drift there, that's why you got to join the crypto crowd, by the way. We're always accepting new members. And we have in excess of about 300 members now. We're working on a few different deals. And for any crowd listeners that are listening, well, anyone in the crypto crowd that's listening to the podcast tonight, we're working on something extremely exciting that we're going to be announcing very, very soon. So keep posted. Well, we'll keep you posted. Let's jump to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
The ICO we're looking at today, and we've gone over this in prior shows, but we haven't gone in much detail, so I thought I'd bring it back. We've all our notes concluded on this. It's Refirm, and the token symbol for this is RFR, and you go check them out at refirm.com. So let's go through the tokenomics real quick. The hard cap is $25 million, which is 50% of total tokens, or that accounts for that amount. The conversion rate, one RFR token equals 1 cent. Maximum market cap on at an ICO on a fully diluted basis is $50 million. The pre-sale ongoing, whitelist has not closed, so you can contact them to get involved. I believe the pre-sale minimum is $20,000. It's an ERC-20 token, which means it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Countries excluded, none, which is quite strange. Timeline, whitelist closed January 18th, 2018. Okay, but you can still get involved in the whitelist if you have the minimum. So I'm told from inside sources. You can give them an email, and the email is team@referium.com. So, project overview. Referium is a platform that aims to reduce the cost of selling and marketing games by directly rewarding individuals for sharing games and embracing influencer sites. It hopes to replace the currently inefficient process for video games or the game marketing and expensive traditional payment methods. The video game industry is a $108 billion industry. However, recent years show that game budgets are shifting away from the development and more towards marketing. In addition, top game distribution platforms enforce up to 30% cuts on all product sales, taking away value from game companies and impending developers. So the opportunities in this ICO, let's have a look here. So the opportunities, the idea of compensating gamers is a good way to build up a community and create traction. Refirm uses a strategy to promote their ICO, and it's providing it to be successful in the driving market awareness. So their community has been building them up throughout the ICO. And by the way, when we first reported on this, we didn't go into much detail because no one knew what it was, and it wasn't seen as a hot ICO, but this thing has been gaining traction quickly. So this is interesting. Concerns for the project. The roadmap is vague, with only the one milestone for 2018 being add new features and scalability to the platform, which is, by the way, very vague. You know, you want to know how they're going to execute on that, because that's the key. How are they going to do it? Because anyone can write down, add new features, scalability to the platform, right? Like, it's not hard to do. So without a detailed roadmap, we cannot gauge how well thought out the team's strategy really is. Or do they have one? So the conclusion overall, we like both a flipping and long-term hold for this ICO. For our thoughts on buying the tokens for flipping investing are as follows. If flipping good, the project has a promising demo of the team, idea, and market awareness all being above average, despite the recent market environment. We believe the project can be sold out with unmet demand. And this is, you know, this isn't financial advice. This is work we've been doing. So remember to look into this. So for long-term holding, good. We like the idea of the project, and we believe it can gain traction quickly because of its referral model and compensation to gamers. If the project is successful, the potential can be substantial because it would disrupt how the gaming industry compensates different parties and marketing strategy employed by game development companies. And something that we need to go through is the team. So let's take it back a few steps here. So Dylan Jones is the founder. Dylan has helped design games such as RGB and Battle Group 2, along with other Facebook and mobile games. He founded the co-working space GamesNest and advocates for decentralized systems at global conferences, as well as meetups in San Francisco. Pretty interesting. Obviously a guy in the industry. Alistair Dowlin, CTO. Alistair has over 15 years of software development experience, including the management of teams and architecting large systems. He has worked on multiple games and engine projects, including Battlestar Galactica, and runs Bane Games, a development studio in Australia. So, I mean, they're the two guys who are doing this, and they obviously have prior experience, but can they execute on a new business? That's the question we need to be asking ourselves here. For flipping, you know, as I said, it looks good. $25 million, not a lot of money in the ICO game, and definitely not a lot of money for an investor or an ICO to reach. For long term, you know, we've got to play it by ear on that one. But listen, you don't every ICO you get in, you know, the aim isn't always to hold something for 5 years. You know, sometimes you're looking to get in, and then you want to get out quickly, and you're looking to go in for a quick profit. And I think you need to realize what ICOs are which. And I think this one's more of a flip. But listen, as I said, this is not financial advice. This is our in-house view at SVK Crypto. And this is what we're seeing and we're currently working on. So listen, let us know your thoughts. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember to like us on Twitter or tweet us at SVK_crypto. Email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Have a great evening.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.